have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Stuttgart in Germany. Yesterday we were in Dusseldorf. The day before that we were in Hamburg. The day before we were in Bremen. We are here amongst our people. I am honored, I am delighted to say that Biafrans are here with me. They have responded, and this is Radio Biafra. On this very day, the 30th day of December, with only one day to go to the expiry of the zoo, that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. This is the only place we can say, by way of greeting, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, especially those of our people and friends of Biafra in the far eastern part of the world. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we welcome you. We say that this is your station. We have now come to Stuttgart. We have been touring Germany for the past week, so to speak, and we are here today with you. This is your opportunity to ask any question you like. This is your chance to speak from Stuttgart, and people in Soweto will hear you. You speak from this very hall this evening, people in Sweden will hear you. People in South Africa will hear you. This is the only radio station coming out of Africa that you speak in one country. You can be heard in across every time zone on this planet. The reason why we have succeeded in doing this is because we are incorruptible. We are without blemish. I can tell you that we are righteous because Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. We have come to bring Biafra. Not just any Biafra, but a Biafra founded on the cardinal and irreducible principle of truth and honesty. A Biafra where we can all be very proud to belong to. Not a Biafra of kidnappers, of criminals, and those that do abominable deeds. We are here to fulfill God's promise to his children. So this for us is more than freedom fighting. We are here to make sure that the scripture is fulfilled. And that scripture is the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this earth. And that place is Biafra. You are very special people. And this evening we shall tell you why you are very, very special. More special than those of them in Israel. You are God's chosen children. That is why the whole world is against you. They don't want your worth to be revealed to the world. They don't want humanity to know that indeed there are sceptered people in Africa. They are wondering how can God manifest his presence in Africa. You are the very physical, tangible evidence that God is indeed in Africa. You are blessed people, and we are here to remind you of that. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. For some technical difficulties, we are unable to be joined by Barista Mambezu as usual. But we hope you'll be able to join us later on as we proceed. I will not hesitate, I will not go any further without reminding everybody that to us, Biafra is a religion. I am a Biafran. This is the only means I can worship Chukwu Abiam in truth and honesty. That is why I also say to people that we either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There will be no deal with the enemy, no negotiation with our enemies until Biafra comes. Biafra has to come. It's a must. It must come. We are not pleading with people to join us. We tell you that you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. If you don't join Biafra, your children will grow up here, marry foreigners, and your name will be deleted from history. You'll be gone and gone forever. That is why we must welcome all of you. That is why we must say the right thing at all times, that God's blessing may continue to be upon us. You have seen our outside studio, what we're broadcasting with. The whole world is listening. No other group of people can do what we have done. Nobody can do it. Buried within these computers is the equipment we have to speak to the world. We can broadcast from any surface on this planet. Not because we are exceptional, but because God is with us. He knows what we are doing, and He's fully in support of us. This is Radio Biafra. I will not hesitate but to go to the man seated left to me. He will introduce himself. We just need your name and where you come from, please. Your name and where you come from. You then have an opportunity to speak later on as we proceed, because mind you, the whole world is listening. Your phones must be turned off, and you must maintain what we call radio silence, please, if you may, because any noise you make is picked up by very sensitive microphones, and the whole world will hear it. We want to portray the Biafran people at their very best. Before you do so, I will go to Barrister Mamet to introduce himself very, very quickly. Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We're in Stuttgart, please.
Yes, good evening. Good evening from Stuttgart. And good evening to all of you there. And good evening to the whole Biafrans all over the world. We once again bring the program to you. And of course, as the countdown goes, tomorrow is the final day for the unity, if at all, between us and people in the zoo. So all of you should be attentive in listening. Get your pen and paper and put it before you in case you need to write something down. Director, once again, I thank you for your roaming. You're moving from one place to another. Now you are in Stuttgart. We're standing by to do the broadcast with you. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. You shall come back to me intermittently. When I call upon your name, you must respond. Please, Barrister, it's important.
I'm staying with you, Director.
You have to be with me. You have to stay with me. It's important.
Yeah, permanently.
Thank you very much. Our people are here. These are Biafran people. And they must each give us their name and where they come from. I'm Onnamdi Kanu from Isiama Farukwi Ibeku. That's where I come from. People call it Omuaha. That was the name that another Lugard's representative gave us when they came to a place where people were trading at Afibeji, in the place they call Old Omuaha. He asked them, "What are you doing here?" They said, "Nka bu na Omuaha na mwabeke, nka wo Omuaha na azwa heba." I said, "Oh, Omuaha." He wrote down Omuaha. When he got to Beach Market, the main market, he said, "Okay, if that the other one is Omuaha, that's the old one. This is the new one." That's how you have Old Omuaha and New Omuaha. How sad is that? Ovum became Ovim. Terrible things happen to us, and we are going back to who we are, because we are Biafrans. Please, you will give us your name and your village, Ebisi Pota, because our people are listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director, and my fellow Biafrans. With permission, express permission from our chairman, my name is Nze Christian Ike Nwosu. I am from Eziamobire in Nkwere local government area of Imo State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, there's another microphone. You can keep that here. There's another one to move that about, please. One, no problem. Please go one after the other. It's live. It's a live microphone. Please go ahead.
Ibo Ekenemunu.
Thank you.
I'm Christian Ibendu Ike. Onye Natod Numunochi. Ọmbụ a na-ekegharị obodo ka ewepụrụ m n'ọka igwe wee tinyezie m na ụmụnne ochie. Mana mụ na ụmụnne m nọ ebe a,
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. If you can, you please. You can speak Hebrew, but if you speak, you translate in English as well. Because we have friends who are listening from all over the world and friends of Biafra. Now, once we take our transmitter home, we are going to broadcast for 24 hours a day. We'll run Igbo program for 6 hours every blessed day. Even Hausa, Fulani languages as well will be spoken. Because this revolution mugs must go everywhere as well. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is Ositanwobu. I'm from Owan Oboka in Kano local government in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I love the people in Stuttgart. I love them. Please go ahead.
My name is Nkechi Schuster, and I am from Amecho Kunano in Obodovo, local government in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. All the Biafrans all over the world. My name is Marcel Ibekronye. I am from Isekinesi in Idato South Local Government, Biafra.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And that's our video man for today. Is that correct? Go ahead.
God bless you all. My name is Daniel Chidebere Osondo. Aumonye Umuagom Oba Ibeiku. Umuahia, Abia State.
Thank you very much. That is not an Ibeku accent anyway. Okay. Okay. That's better. That's better now. That's better. Please go ahead.
Ndibo Mamano. I humble Reverend Godfrey John. Abunwa for Ibeku. Okobe Ndume. Obi de Mote Hunu. Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much. That is another of my person who is here from Ibeku, so I'm well protected here. Yes. Go ahead.
Ndi weberikwena. Aha mu ndubisi bewike shiwobi nwaka. Awonyu mu hwe. Inomu the local government area nke Imo State. Iboberin.
Thank you very much. If you can, you will speak English, if you may, please, because our friends are listening. They are listening very, very attentively. But if you speak to us in Igbo, you also give us English as well to interpret for the people listening. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Maria Kaine from Osomalai Obaru, Anambra State. Long live Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. She's a very special lady. We will go into that later on. Very special. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra. I am Ife Yungwa Chukwuma from Nzozobun, Ekwusigo Local Government, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is... I want to start telling you my slave name is Cliff, which most of you know.
Slave name.
My real name is Chineke Mam.
That's good. That's very good. I like that.
Chineke, my gem, yes. My real name, Chineke Bafanam. Yes. This is Menugu. Abu, Bebe, one of the biggest military zone Nigeria put in when they overcame Enugu. Along Express Road, if you are going from Enugu to Owerri.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Others can please step forward because the cord is not one at a time, please. I love this very place. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, all the Biafrans all over the world. My name is Wule Munem from Udi in Enugu State. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Good evening, Biafra. My name is Chukwuemeka Okoye. I'm from Nise, Oka South Local Government, Dalun.
Thank you very much. We now look like we're about to receive Holy Communion. You know when you're coming to take a reading, so? Yes, people are receiving Holy Communion. Go ahead.
Good evening, Umu Biafra. Ahambo Azubike BP Mweze Abumonyo Obolo. The first place, Mbotronala, Alibu, Ogaloraya Biafra. Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chukwuka Dibiacheka, AK, from Owerri, coming from Kasse.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Biafra Kwezun. Yeah. Ahambo Chukwuemeka Reginald Robert. Aumonye Ogwa in Imbitoli Local Government Area. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In case you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra. You get us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You get us by going to peopleofbiafra.org, or you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We also have Radio Biafra app, which you can download on all your smartphones. We are on Android markets. We are also on iTunes. If you download Radio Biafra app, you can listen to us. You can browse the news we are bringing you and also be able to listen to our previous broadcasts. You must also make it a point of duty to tell your friends and your family, all those around you, to make sure they listen to Radio Biafra. We come to you every evening, every morning, every afternoon, every night, depending on where you are in the world. But the time is constant. We will come from it is 7 p.m. Biafra land time. Nigeria expires tomorrow. Like every man-made product, it must come to an end. It was created by one man and one man alone. His name is Frederick, a Scottish man. Isn't it ironic that on the same year that Scotland will be seeking their independence from Britain, that the contraption created, the abomination created by a Scottish man also expires? Isn't it ironic? Everything is sinking in together, in case people don't know. The nonsense called Nigeria was started by a man called Azikiwe. Today we have another Azikiwe in office, and he will be the last president of that zoo. After that, Biafra shall come, if we like it or not. If they decide not to give us Biafra, we will burn the country down completely and totally. So if you have people in the north, you must tell them to begin to come back home. Once again, they must return to where they come from. If they stay in the north, we cannot be held responsible for the consequences of our action that is to come. It must come. We don't come from Stuttgart. This is not our home. We have beautiful names like Umunuchi. I love it very much. Brilliant, brilliant places where we come from. We can build it to be as beautiful as this. So what are we doing here? If you're here, you are a slave. Voluntary slavery, that's what it's called. When they came to your land, they had no visa. When they came to your land, they did not renew their visas. When they came to your land, they did not have any permanent stay. When they came there, they did not even have your passport. They never carried a Nigerian passport, none of them. They came and turned your world upside down, gave you funny religion, gave you a very funny name. And you think God will be happy with us. He is not and can never be. And that is why we are here to reverse it. If anybody wants to join us today, they know the number to call. The number to call us on, as usual, is +491 52 189 47751. I repeat, +491 52 189 47751. This is Radio Biafra. For some reason, which is very unique to Germany, a highly developed country, our Skype is not working. So we advise you call us via the phone, please, if you wish to reach us this very evening from here in Stuttgart. We must proceed, and proceed we shall, to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, if I can. Governor Akpabio advocates economic integration between South-South and Southeast. Those that listen to Radio Biafra told you something a while ago, didn't I? That Akpabio is our man. Did I say that? Today he's advocating for the unity of Southeast and South-South. They understand. They listen to Radio Biafra. They have been educated that we are one people, and implementing it. We are the only ones running to Hausa Fulani people seeking relevance from them. 1914 amalgamation is an act of God. Nigeria is the promised land, according to Good Luck Jonathan. Borrowing our words, when we say that Biafra is the promised land, they claim theirs is the promised land. Today we are going to prove to him that Nigeria is the cursed land. that Nigeria, if the devil, somebody was saying when we were coming today in the car from the airport, that Satan lives in Lagos, then the children live elsewhere in Nigeria. Every state. The heart of darkness is Lagos. Why anybody thinks that God loves that place is beyond me. He should have said that God loves a part of that place. That place is called Biafra. Why refinery sale approval was rushed? Jonathan and Desiree and Emadeke have rushed to sell the refineries because they know that Nigeria is coming to an end. They have sold the refineries. But we are warning anybody buying them that you're wasting your money. Don't spend money buying the refineries, then spend money going to bring in mercenaries to come and fight to protect your interest. Because we'll all die there, all of us, and drown in the oil. God made me president, says Jonathan. People didn't vote for him. You see what is wrong with Africa? So you're only accountable to God, not to your electorates. Amazing. Federal government of Nigeria, the federal government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We call Nigeria a zoo. Some people have said even Serengeti is more organized. Do you know how much they're going to spend to host the national dialogue? 11 billion. 11 billion. This is a country that can't afford to pay teachers. 11 billion. Obasanjo's letter to Jonathan, they are considering probing him. This news is tantamount to gossip. It won't advance us one inch. But we must go on to bring you the news in detail. Akwa Ibom State Governor Godswill Akpabio has stressed the need for economic integration, not cooperation. He said integration, binding together of Southeast and South-South. He says that is the only fast track to development. I don't know what else to read in the news. Very, very simple. Nka Wondi went to Hanono. He did not say cooperation. Godswill Akpabio said economic integration. I announced it on this radio station that Godswill Akpabio is one of us. He is a Biafran, more Biafran than I am. And people are still asking silly questions. People from Niger Delta with us. They are ready and waiting for leadership to come from us. But we are busy sharing money when we go to Asorok. Disgraceful. Godswill Akpabio is ready. So I ask everybody listening, are you as ready as the Akwa Ibom State Governor? Because I am. You should be asking yourself, are you ready? The governor spoke at Newi, of all places. He went to Newi and he spoke. They gave him a chieftaincy title, Omeloora, which only him deserves, I think. He's a good man, and he's one of us. When we say on this radio station that somebody is one of us, you know what it means. Godswill Akpabio is one of us. And we're going to get Biafra. I'm even torn between who should be who I would prefer to be the first president of Biafra. If good Lord Jonathan does the right thing, it will be him. If he doesn't, then Godswill Akpabio is there. And we'll go into the detail as to why Jonathan is the president of Nigeria. We'll tell you why. Even God himself is sending us a message. And we'll tell you why this evening here in Stuttgart. President Goodluck Jonathan has described the amalgamation of northern and southern protectorates in 1914 as an act of God. Jonathan, who joined the faithful at the Apostolic Faith Church in Jabi in Abuja for the last Sunday service of the year, however, identified, lack of unity and love as the greatest problem facing Nigeria. So what are we doing? Lack of unity and lack of love. How can that be the act of God if there is no unity and no love among the people that make up the zoo? Report, according to Sahara Reporters,
has discovered that the shady plan to sell off Nigeria's four refineries to cronies of the Minister of Petroleum Resources, Desire and Alison Madeke, has reached an advanced stage with cronies of President Goodluck Jonathan and Petroleum Minister Desire and Madeke in line to snatch some of the best assets. They are doing what Obasanjo did before. They are learning from the people. They are masters. Obasanjo did the same thing with Nitel. Have you forgotten Nitel? Eh? Unachefuola Nitel. And MTN. They are doing as the master taught them to. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday said that he rose from the smallest community in Bayelsa State to become Nigeria's president by the grace of God and people's support. Yes, I agree. The reason why Jonathan is the president is to tell you, Igbo people, that when you get Biafra, somebody from Cross River State can be your president, somebody from Rivers can be your president, somebody from Ijolanke, it doesn't matter. That's the meaning of it. That is the only reason why Jonathan is there. Do you know that Jonathan has occupied the highest office in the land longer than any other person of Igbo extraction? What Jonathan is today, Nnamdi Azikiwe, did not test that authority. The only person that had it for only 6 months was Agu Ironsi. Do you know that? Yeah. Only Agu Ironsi had executive powers for only 6 months and they killed him. God is telling us that you will get Biafra. When you get Biafra, you must all be equal. Recognize the talents in other people. That is why Jonathan is the president of Nigeria. So that when we get our Biafra, anybody from anywhere, once you're qualified, must be voted into office. So they have nothing to fear from us. We cannot afford to dominate anybody. We are fair people. Very ancient and irreducible. That is who we are. The figure is contained in the details of the 2014 budget breakdown, which states that $7 billion is to be spent on the national dialogue. It's amazing. On refreshments only. The rest will come from transportation. In total, they are spending $11 billion. $11 billion. To get the same people, mind you. Do you know those attending the conference? The same people that were about after the independence. The same old guard. Those responsible for the problems in the zoo, they're asking them, how can you ask a criminal to come and solve the lock problem in your house? Is that possible? These are the same criminals. And Igbos have chosen one of them. Professor Ben Wabeze, who lives in Lagos, to go and represent them. He lives in Lagos. He will not come home. He will fly from Lagos to Abuja to negotiate on behalf of Ndi Igbo. Then fly back to Lagos. They say security agents are weighing the options whether to prosecute Obasanjo or not. There is no need for it. The zoo has ended. By this time tomorrow, we'll be singing and praying to Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty that 2014 becomes a remarkable year in our lives, that we can go on from 2014 to offer praise to him forever and ever. I've said it before and I shall say it again. Biafra is a holy land. The reason why Biafra exists is to praise God. Nothing more, nothing less. Arose is not the way to praise God. It wasn't there before. Osu cannot be tolerated in our land. Every native doctor must pack and leave. Sorcery will not be tolerated. Of course, herbalism is fine. You know, our people, some of them are not finely educated. There's a difference between a herbalist and a sorcerer, native doctor. Big difference. We welcome herbalists. We welcome those that will preserve our culture. If you want to know what our culture looks like, you go to the book of Deuteronomy in the Bible and check it and tell me if there's anything there you don't agree with. It's all there for the whole world to see. Somebody came here in Stuttgart, is that correct? To preach. Is that correct?
Yes.
Our brother, the Israeli chap, is that correct?
Yeah,
You know, our people do not understand who they are. But I'm very, very happy that he came before me. So anything you hear this evening is not going to be a surprise to you. That we are the children of God. That is why they hate us. If you don't know. But they won't tell you. That is why CNN cannot report your news. BBC cannot mention you. Al Jazeera is scared of you. Nobody wants to talk about you because they know that God chose you. They cannot get close to God only through Jesus Christ. Do you know that? They can't come close. But you can pray to Chukwu Abiamah direct. You can pray to God direct. But they cannot come close. They don't have the right to call upon the name of Chukwu Abiamah without going through somebody. They must go through Jesus Christ or else they won't be accepted. So now, do you see how special you are? Let that specialty not end in Stuttgart. You have a role to play. All of you here, you all have roles to play. And the role you have to play is to ensure that Biafra comes and offer your support and help in any way you can. It will not be a waste. Our promise to you people is that 1967 to 70 cannot be 2013 to 2015. Never. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't deceive. And we speak the truth always. Always we must speak the truth. We cannot afford to lie because any day we lie, Chukwu Abiamah will take away this glory from us. As simple as that. And then we spend another 40 years or plus. Those of them who are Reverend Fathers Yando Kotuku, will know that things happen in life almost every 40 years. Every 40 years, something happens. Every 40 years. That time has come. It's 43 years since the end of the war, if I'm not mistaken. Now the time is right. This is Radio Biafra. That was our news headlines, news summary, and slight analysis, I would say. I will start by opening the lines, and I'll ask Barrister Mamuzi to please rejoin me to give me his views and his opinion. The barrister, you must come back to me. I will start from here, or any other person that has something to say. My dear brother, now is the time to say that thing you wanted to say before. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans and the director with me here. I am an ardent follower of the religion Biafra.
I will interrupt you because the barrister is on the line. After him, then I'll go back to you. Please, barrister, go ahead. We're waiting. Go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for the news, though it was very brief. But we shall take some salient points raised on this particular news. Director, I am a bit amazed on what Globe Jonathan is saying. You see, sometimes I don't know if we are moving with this guy or if he's behind us or if he is moving with us. Why would he say that the zoo is a blessing from God? Why would he say something like that?
I don't know.
Why would he say things like that when other northern oligarchy are saying that the unity in the zoo by amalgamation is a big mistake? And good luck if they are saying that is a blessing. I don't want to say too much on that area. I leave it the way he put it. I don't want to criticize him that much since he's a Biafran. And we are hoping he knows what he's doing and he will refrain from saying certain things that are not helpful at all. Let me go to our man quickly. Chief Obong, they have given him another chief title. Barrister Akpabio, a very clever lawyer. Director, he knows how to frame his words. This guy didn't want to say Biafra is coming. He says integration, economic integration. Who did he mention? The Biafran. He didn't say economic integration with the Yorubas. He didn't say it with Bauchi or Boronu or Maiduguri. He says the Biafrans. He doesn't want to use that word so that nobody will attack him tomorrow. And he even further said that for the past 6 years, he's been trying to see if Peter Obi will get him doing this. But that Peter Obi is busy killing his own brothers. and putting them inside the river. He was not interested in any goodness for the people of Biafrans. But Apabio, as we always see him, is a very straightforward man. Go to Apaibom to see what he's doing. He is the only governor that is sincerely doing things for his people and for the goodness of mankind. If we have any of the other governors who will behave like Apabio, I don't think we will even talk too much in getting to Biafra. And Director, I am apt to support what you say. If good luck is Billy Dari, Apabio is likely to be our president, because this man is not afraid to say how he sees things. He's not afraid to put it down the way it should be put down. He's not afraid of anybody. After all, he says that the oil is coming from his land. So why should this man be afraid of anybody? Now, good luck, who is sitting at the helm of affairs, instead of him to borrow words every other politician are saying about the zoo, he is supporting it and saying that is God-making. How would God make and turn everything upside down that we've lost lives? More than the Yorubas do and more than the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram does. The Biafrans are the only people losing. I was watching a video this afternoon. The bomb blast on the 25th of December. This woman lost three of her family members, including her husband, and two injured. That is almost a family of five or six gone. And then good luck can say there that it's fine. It's an act of God. That is a bit disgraceful for him to make such a comment. We don't sanction that, and we don't align with him in that particular statement. Lord Jonathan, please, you better sit up. If you don't know what you're doing, we've been giving you all the signs. We've been giving you warning. Where you are sitting, make it your last sitting. The people with you, they don't like you, they don't want you. And if you refuse to declare Biafra, they will kill you in the end. Do not say, and of course, if you die, you won't remember what we're saying. Only those who will be alive will testify. But if I make hay while the sun is shining, because you may not have the time to say, I wish. If you are not prepared to declare Biafra, do not do anything that will infringe upon our freedom or to block our freedom or to stop us, because God knows the reason why he placed you at this particular juncture. And at this particular juncture, the zoo is ending. You sitting there, if you misread God's sign or God's handwriting, Lord Jonathan, your people will not only hate you, you'll become a history. If you play well, your name will be written on the stone. This is what we've been advising, and this is what we believe in. Director, let's move a bit with all the money spending on the confab. $11 billion, but roads are crumbling, bridges, no drinking water, electricity is abysmal. But $11 billion to be spent on just talk to me, I talk to you, which one of the governors was saying yesterday that it was a joke. I think it was Elechi of Apaibom. He says it was a joke, and I agreed with him in a wrong sense of it, that he saw it as a joke in his own understanding. I saw it as a joke that it will not amount to anything. It has been done before. It did not create or bring about any goodness or any change in the behaviors of those in the zoo. So I do not see either that this particular one produced any result, because if they have said they are going for some sort of referendum, which the Scots will be doing next year, then I will see the reality and the sensibility in this particular agenda. But confab, what are they confabbing? And they have already excluded what is not supposed to be discussed. You can see that it's a little bit of mirage in what they're trying to discuss. It doesn't make too much sense to me. So when you hear people saying that it's a joke, it's a farce. It's not a reality. There's nothing in it. So $11 billion to be spent, but children are not going to school. They are hawking on the street, selling biscuits in order to make up for money. But 11, and out of that $11 billion, take it that 10 will end in the hands of the cronies, and then giving peanuts to those who will buy milk and water and coke. And that will be the end of the confab. and then he'll carry on with it. Thank God, Biafrans, we have decided we are moving out of that zoo. The confab has nothing to do with us. We didn't subscribe to it. Neither are we going for anything to do with it. This confab business was just a continuation of the zoo. This guy was criticizing Kunokunafan today. What is his name? This Falana, this lawyer, who is an APC man. They were challenging him on the television. He was saying that Kunokunafan killed so-so person. Kunokunafan. So all this time, what did Obasanjo do? Kunokunafan has not even been up to 3 years. He was enlisting all Kunokunafan has done. If Kunokunafan is a wise guy, he would know that his last chance is to come out and become or declare Biafra. If he didn't, every APC member, man, woman, they hate him, including some in the PDP. So he should not think that God placed him there. When they will kill him, God will be there when he will be shot dead and take his body away. If you like, carry on mentioning it in the name of God. After all, these are people being killed in the north. All of them are carrying Bible and they are all in churches. Most of all these killings happen in churches. It was burned down. God did not come there to save anybody. Do not delude yourself. God, when you call God, yes, you'll be alive. You will die. Director, let me leave it here. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Man Mezu. You'll be glad to know that a list of Nigerians made it to the top richest pastors in the world. I don't know if you know that. Do you know? Do you want to hear their names? Or you know already? You know the names? Was there any Igbo man there?
No.
Which names are there? Dear Lord, this is Radio Biafra. We must preach Biafra. We must preach the truth so that you all will hear. A while ago, we were mentioning this and nobody wanted to listen. But today is out in the open that they are making money with you through the name of Jesus Christ, stealing from you. There is something, we have a reverend here, so maybe later on he will tell us. There's a verse in the Bible that God said he will turn the minds of men that when they see lies, they will think it is the truth. Is that correct? When they see truth, they will think it is lies. That's what is happening now. That is why we must keep on speaking. That is why we must stay resolutely on the path of righteousness and truth, without fear of any human being. We are not afraid of anybody or anything, because only Chukwu Abiam are determined that we should come, and we have to do his job and do it very well. It's for you to know that even the governor of Akwa Ibom State loves you more than you love yourself. He's asking for integration, that we may become one. Please, my dear brother, go ahead. And before you do, don't be offended. Somebody wrote in, we want to ask here, who is from Abogugu? Who is from Abogugu here? Your brother is listening from somewhere. His name is Wafo Ezekiel. He said I should say hello to you. He's listening. He wrote to say, my brother is there, say hi to him. He's listening from Malaysia. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to every part of the world, every continent, every country, every city in every town on this planet. If you have Biafrans that are listening to us, we are formidable because we speak the truth. Please, my dear brother, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm back again. Nze Ike Nwosu. My family, we paid dearly for this cause, Biafra. I lost 3 brothers. My sister was also in the army. I've not given up about this Biafra, but I'm still having fear. And this fear is this. You've been telling us that tomorrow will be the end of the zoo country called Nigeria. So how do we get this Biafra as from tomorrow? How do we see it? What is the reality of having it tomorrow?
Yes.
That is one.
Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead. When you finish your question, then I'll answer.
Okay. Then I don't know if the barrister is listening.
Yes.
Yeah, barrister, I'm not a lawyer, but I attended God's law school on earth. That means I have the natural brain. In Igbo, I hope you are an Igbo. We used to say, I'm talking in case of Jonathan. We used to say in Igbo, no one could not punk it an honor, not be an ama, not give you an ala before Zofu. So I think Jonathan is in a tight corner. The Hausas don't give him rest. The Yorubas don't give him rest. And if we start now to mount pressure on him, he will be confused. I am suggesting candidly that as the president of the country, he will not just come openly and say, I declare Biafra. I mean, not every of us have this this hard mind to say, I want to die now. So I think we will give him kind of support. We will go, this is not a war. We are fighting with guns and bullets. This is brain war. We should apply our brain to talk to him, give him this impression that he's one of our own. Sincere impression that he's one of us. Then I think he's been giving us a soft landing, the way I've been following every movement of this, the movement from of the Biafra. I have a good friend here, Chineke, who is...
Chineke Oma.
Chineke Mijem, who is a very good of friend of mine. We discuss, we share these things together. My candid suggestion is that we try to see how we can get this guy, talk him into seeing the reasons, than coming out openly criticizing him. The Yorubas are criticizing him. The Hausas are criticizing him. So I don't know where he should go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I shall answer your question. The zoo expires tomorrow. That is true. And the agitation for Biafra has been ongoing for very many years. The zoo will not suddenly end tomorrow, because we are not messed up. We don't lie. We don't tell you things to make you feel good and donate your hard-earned money to us. No. What happens tomorrow is that we now have what I call the moral imperative to go out and argue Biafra. And people are in for a shock. We have a document. The Hausas think they have the document. Everybody thinks they have the document. We have a document, what we call Lugard's secret book that I don't want you to see. We will begin the publication from tomorrow to let the world know that when Jonathan sees this publication, he hasn't seen it. Jonathan, as the president of the Zoological Republic, has not seen what we have seen. From tomorrow, before we write to any government of the world, we give them that document to read. We have Lugard's secret. We have it. It arrived yesterday. We have it. I said to you people that as long as we are honest and truthful, we will be where we'll be sitting, things will be dropping on our lap one after the other. The secret document we have about what Lugard did, nobody wanted you to see it. The amalgamation should have ended in 1919. It should have ended in 1919. But it's dragged on to this day. We have it. And from tomorrow we begin the publication. And before we write to anybody, we add it so they can see it. My dear brother, in answer to your question, is that the Biafran agitation now adopts what you call a legal undertone. You have every right, not just by powers conferred upon you by the rights of indigenous people as ratified by United Nations in 2007. You now have the legal and moral authority to say that I wish to separate myself from these people. And nobody will argue with you. We are intensifying that very effort. You know that you will bear with us, because our people, you know, we do a lot of buying and selling with due respect. You know, when you do buying and selling, and it's a part of us. Even my mother, she used to sell something before. Everything, if they tell you something, you want to see profit today. everything has to be instant. If you sell, you see your profit. Is that correct? So when we say the zoo comes to an end, you don't expect to see Biafra the next day. We are now going to put in place parameters. We are now going to put in place structures to make sure that Biafra comes. We can go out, argue, and win our arguments with people based on the fact that Nigeria has come to the end of its natural life. I'll give you an example. If you go to meet the authorities in Stuttgart area, I don't know what the state is called. Yes, and you say to them, support us in this bill. They say, oh, but Nigeria is a country. They say, no, it has expired. Don't you think they will change the attitude? They will say, okay, then sit down, let's talk about it. Exactly. It's evidence that they work on. You see? So this is Radio Biafra. Who else here? Chika, come and move the microphones about. People need to speak. They must speak so that the world will hear their voice. This is their radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, all Biafrans all over the world. Once again, my name is Marcel Ibekoronye. I'm very happy to welcome our director and his entourage. And I thank God for providing these people for us. Because in every community, any country, there must be people that will have sleepless night for the pains of his or her people. So I thank God for them. I say, may God bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. So what am I saying is, for we to move ahead or to get what belongs to us from our so-called Abuki and Ofemano people. What is happening there is we have some problems back home. There's people that are our problem. What I'm saying and what I find out is during the war, Nigerian Civil War, why Ojukwu lost the war. I try to find out some certain things. There's people inside the house. Ojukwu wear khaki and he recruits soldiers. And there's other people that don't wear khaki that are inside the house. They are the ones that spoil everything. So what I'm saying in effect is we have to first of all clean our house. Those people that are going and sharing money in Abuja and coming and deceiving us, we first of all, if it warrants us to first of all bring them, like our Nigeria, they do jungle justice, we first of all bring them. If there's any how we could do them, D. Lawrence sanitize Ghana and he clean Ghana and make Ghana what it is today by those people that are in authority. One person can come to rule Nigeria four times. Obasanjo, this is the third time. Jonathan is only 3 years in the office. He said Jonathan have killed Nigeria. Why he ruled Nigeria for three times? He didn't do anything. Babangida load money all over the world. Nobody is saying about that. Abacha, the reason why they are talking Abacha is because he's dead. If Abacha is alive, nobody will talk about his money. What of all of them? So we have to, first of all, clean our house. Those ones that are clean us, if it warrants us to even start from home to clean them before we know what we are doing. What I'm saying is that we have to struggle and we are out. My dad even spent his money, he spent his energy to make sure they are Biafra. Then I have come again. Whatever it will take to bring Biafra back, I'm there. Whatever it takes. Ojukwu spent his father's money, he spent his energy, he spent whatever it takes. Along the line, he lose the war, but this time around, I'm not going to lose. My dad lose the war, but me, I will not lose it. I thank all Biafrans, and I thank all my fellow Biafrans in Stuttgart and all Vattenbuttenberg. So please, everybody should come up so that we join hands together and fight for this Biafra. This time around, we are not going to use gun and machete. It's only brain. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You've spoken very well. Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak here regarding any issue at all? Any issue at all? Yes, after him, then you can come. Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Christian Ike again. I have some little contributions to make, and also would like to ask one or two questions. When we're talking about struggles, so many people don't understand the meaning of struggle if they don't live or by deprivation. I can remember people like apartheid South Africa. Today, so many of us don't know what it means to be free. If you grew up in South Africa, then you will really understand the meaning of being free. I grew up in a military setup during my days in the 70s. We were doing all we can to make sure that we become army officers, go to NDAs and do what others are doing. And after a while, after your exams, you will find out that your name did not even appear. When you go and check what happened, you will find out that the Northerners have filled up your names. And then when you try to struggle, they will tell you it's a quota system. So the whole of Igbos, maybe they only have two options for a whole 2-3 years. And the Northerners, they always have options every month. So before you know it, you start getting angry, asking yourself, what type of country is this? I am so happy to be among these people discussing this issue today, because as time goes on, we have to contribute, and I have to contribute as well. My question is, if Professor Nwabeze, at his age, we all respect him as a very intelligent man, a professional lawyer, whatever, is going to Abuja to represent Ndibo, living in Lagos. Ha. My people, my question is, what type of thing is he going to tell them there then? Does he know the type of suffering going on within the villages? And when do we start talking with one voice? Can Radio Biafra help us so that we can start discussing and talking with one voice? These are my questions. Can someone tell Prof that he should at least, before he goes to Abuja, go and spend one month in his village and try to tour around at least Igbo land? I know he has friends in all villages in Igbo land. He should go and listen to them and then hear from the locals what their needs are. And what type of preparations are they preparing for this confab? If at all the confab will work. Please, Omena, help me tell them. That's how it be me.
Thank you very much.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Let's take this call and I'll answer your question. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Mwereke Izumunna. I'm calling from Anambra State.
We are in Anambra, are you, this evening?
Okay, presently I'm at Oba.
Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so actually I'm not online at the moment, but I just wish to call because I know that the broadcast is always within this hour. So, actually I've been at home. I stayed in Zaria and I came down home. And our people, seriously, they seem not to know what is happening. And every day I listen to Radio Biafra, I do download all the broadcasts. And I have each of them in my laptop. But the problem with that is that you hardly see people who have laptop. Some people don't use some of these Android and sophisticated phones where you can download it to them.
And maybe his network has gone, hasn't it? And that is the land that that God blessed. Oh, God. Terrible. In answer to your question, our people will need to understand perseverance, to persevere when you're pursuing something. You mentioned South Africa. They need to understand what it means to endure. They need to understand what it means to be consistent. You don't change. You're on the path of righteousness. You don't change. Do you know the reason why Christianity came very close to even the shores of West Africa? Perseverance. They threw the early apostles into cauldron of oil. Is that correct? Boiling oil. Some were crucified upside down. Some were buried alive. Some were stoned to death. Did it stop them? We fought a war for 3 years and we gave up. Only 3 years. Others fought for 30 years. Maybe if the war had continued, I would have died in the process. Then so what? Who's not going to die anyway? As I said to somebody a while ago, even before you were born, a lot of people died before you were born. If every egg in your mother's womb were fertilized, you wouldn't have come out. You'd have all died anyway. Do you know that? Once one gentleman or gentlewoman does the business, everybody else around them dies. Is that correct? So that one... Some may even phone in and say, how about twins? So let us cover it before the phone in. twins happens, am I correct, when the cells are now divided? That one that fertilized now gets divided. Is that correct? Yeah. Not two gentlemen doing the struggling at the same time. It won't work. Once the egg is fertilized, every other sperm around it dies. That one may survive. So sacrifice starts even in nature from the womb. Some people can't even sacrifice 20 euros to support their country. That is where I will tell you the list of the five most richest preachers in the world. So to know where your money is going to. When in a church, God is with us because we must speak the truth. Number two, there's an American guy. He jumps up and down all the time on TV. His name is Drakes. No, Jakes. Bishop Jakes. TD. He jumps up and down all the time, telling people that something, just like mass up, something is coming tomorrow, next tomorrow, never comes. Nothing is happening. Preying on people's vulnerability. People are suffering. You are using the scriptures, the word of God, to deceive people. That is an abomination before man and before God. How many churches do we have in our villages? Are things going well? Despite the likes of Oyedepo, who is number two, four private jets, according to them here. The third in line is Adeboye for Yoruba. You know, they like fraud. 419. Do you know the first man to forge a check in Nigeria? You don't know. The first man to falsify a check. Check fraud. Who? Sabiola. Fraud. Heavy fraud. ITT. They gave this man a contract to do something. He did it. I think it was meant to be paid. Is it 40 million or so? Or is it 20? He added 00 at the back and got their brothers to approve it, and they paid. All of a sudden, he is now the honorary Kakamfo of Yoruba land. Against the Renoshi. Criminals. These are vandals and vagabonds. And you want to be in the same country with them? If you want to be in the same country with them, then I shouldn't know you. I don't want to know such people. I don't like fools. If you don't know your worth, we will tell you who you are. That is why we are here. And that is why we have Radio Biafra. Please, who else wants to speak before I go to the line? Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Once more, my name is Ositanwobu. I'm from Uhona Uboka, in the old Nkan local government. I read an article regarding two Igbos who are rich and are busy developing other parts of Nigeria. Every day they are building houses, they are opening shops, businesses across the nation. But in their own area, Igbo land, they don't invest anything. They don't have anything almost. They come to visit and they will leave. After living in this part of the world for almost close to 20 years, I can as well confirm the fact that Nigeria is nothing but a zoo. It's even less than a zoo, because every zoo here are being managed by somebody. They're taking care of the animals. They are feeding them. If they are sick, they will take care of them. But if you go to Nigeria, you will see that Nigerians are less than animals, the way they live their lives. Nobody cares for anyone. There's almost no government. People are just living and existing and dying like dogs on the streets. The way Nigerians live is pitiful. But in the same vein, I want to ask one question. Our people are scattered everywhere, all over the world. Wherever you go, you will see an Igbo man, a Biafran. Biafrans are very rich if they can put their heads together. But my question is, so many of our brothers that are rich, that has invested so much in other parts of the nation to build what they're building, forgetting what happened to them before. Do you think that these brothers will not turn around again and become another sabotage?
We'll kill them. They will die. Do you think we are going to allow such nonsense to happen again after losing 3.5 million people? The cumulative loss in the war is close to 10 million people. Do you think because of one idiot in Abuja or Lagos, we will risk going through the same thing again? They will die. Simple as that. Please continue.
Our people are very intelligent. The Biafrans are very, very rich on their branch. There's no way anybody can tell me any Biafran you meet anywhere, just as you said, is from God. There's no question about it. But the fact that we are not yet still organized, are we being promised now that this time around, that the brains we have are going to be used to build Biafra that we are expecting and praying for? Thank you.
Thank you very much. If God is not with us, why would I have in front of me? I'm showing my brother here. Can you read this, please, for people? Can you? Do you need glasses? Can you read that?
Yeah, I can read it.
Can you please read it?
Okay.
Read it.
Lugard and the Amalgamation of Nigeria, a documentary record.
We have it. Nobody else does. Not even Hausa people. We have something that good Lord Jonathan doesn't have. I have in front of me the evidence that says that Nigeria should not have existed. Who else has it? Who else, I ask, has this document? Not even the Sultan of Sokoto. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. I can assure you. Please, Reverend, go ahead.
My name is Reverend John Godfrey. Nde Biafra, Uwadokwaru Nunamma.
Ndewo.
There is something I want to let anyone who is listening in this very critical moment in the history of the Igbos to bear and have and register at the back of his mind. The war that is going on, or the struggle that has been going on since 1929, beginning from Abarayot until 1953, the Kano riot, in the presence of the Saduana of Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello, is a religious war. I want you to have this at the back of your mind. We have to understand the people that we are dealing with. The people we are dealing with had already developed a plan to Islamize that country. As the director said, director, I want to thank you. God bless you for your courage and your strength. It is only a man who has spiritual backbone that can stand openly to make this tour here and there. You have risked with your life, but we will continue to support you as a minister of the gospel, that God will release thousands of angels to go before you, because we are standing on the truth.
Thank you.
We are dealing with a religious problem, and you are the high value target of this onslaught that has been going on since 1920s up to 1953 to date. We fought the Civil War, Nigerian Biafran War, from 1967-66 until 1970. What was the cause of the war? As a theologian, I have to let you know some certain things, because some of us, when you don't know the history of what is going on, you will not know what to do, and you will find it very difficult to stand firmly. We are in a campaign. We are not using gun. We are not using rifle. We are not using daggers, bows, and some other dangerous weaponry. but we are going in the name of our God. The Igbo man, as the director said, we are a Jew. And because of this situation, it became very difficult for for any of them coming from that part of the country to have any business doing with you. Wherever you are listening. Let me read a portion of the scripture to you. It came in the lives of the Jewish when they were living in a foreign land, that a law was passed. You can read the book of Esther chapter 3, and then you go down to chapter 4. A decree was issued by a man who volunteered to pay 10,000 talents of silver in the name of Haman to destroy all the Jews. But information came to Mordecai, the uncle. Mordecai told Esther, who knows whether it is because of a situation like this that God brought you into the kingdom. Rise up and approach the king. It was very difficult for Esther. And the words of Mordecai, he said, if you don't rise up and intercede for your people, help will come from somewhere else, but to you and your family will be destroyed. Let me say it to those of them who felt that they are living in a wall, in a house that is untouchable. You are sitting on a gunpowder. Look at your backyard. The only trading business going on in Anambra and some parts of Imo State is buy a knife, buy a knife. Don't you know that you are being surveyed? The surveillance has been going on for more than 5, 6, 10 years. Now, in Anambra, Enugu, they are selling knives. Do you think that those boys are playing? These are the jihadists dispatched who have been on a surveillance mission for a number of 5, 6, 7 years. And if you don't rise up, you will know that you are sitting on a time bomb. Please, as a minister of the gospel, I appeal to everyone. It's an intellectual warfare we are in. It is a spiritual warfare because God is involved. One wants to hand you over something that you are not part of. We serve a God, and we come to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Igbo land has been unstoppable stone that had made it possible for the outside to penetrate. They had tried several times to Islamize the country, but the stumbling block has been an Igbo tribe. And that is why we are passing through what we are passing. But I am believing that history has come, and history will justify any Igbo man who will betray the Biafrans. This is the time for us to rise up. Nehemiah said, rise up and fight for your children and for your wives, especially those who cannot speak for themselves. He said, rise up and fight for them. We are not using weapon, but all we are asking is, let them leave us to go home safely. As God said to Pharaoh, let my people go. We want to go now and settle in the land that God has given us. We know what to do with our lives. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Well spoken. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Dr. Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwuemeka. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm calling from Adamawa State.
My dear Lord. Go ahead.
I want to ask, please. What do you sometimes do on Facebook? Concerning maybe some people that are staying here in the north, just as you people are giving warning that we should go back to our home, our area, Biafra land, before Easter. So, some of us here, we are staying under Hamas' command. If Hamas has stayed before we do, how are we going to accept this? Because in here, I've not been home for over 5 years now. I'm not in my father's land for over 5 years now. So I don't know what to do. I did it for a union woman.
Do you have transport money? Do you have transport money?
Yeah, there is. That's my issue.
Do you have transport money?
There is transportation money.
Then take the earliest bus and go from there. Because if you remain there, we will only talk about you in stories. Those of you in the north, you are stopping us from doing what we need to do. Because anything we do, they will kill all of you. And then your families will not remember that we asked you to come home. They will start blaming us. They'll start blaming us and say, oh, why don't you leave us to stay with the Hausa people? So that's why we're warning you to come home. If you don't, many terrible things will happen to you. The caller on the line, give yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. My name is Chidi Amoroso from Dakar, Senegal. I'm Nigeria, Igbo man, original. I want to talk to Biafra Radio.
This is Radio Biafra. We are in Stuttgart in Germany. We are broadcasting to the whole world. Please turn your system down and you can speak to us. Lower your radio or whatever device you're using and you talk to us.
Okay. I'm so much happy to hear Radio Biafra for the almost 2 weeks now. I'm not happy like myself. I'm from the North Igbo land. And as you told me, where the origin of Igbo is.
Yes. Yes. Turn your. But you need to turn the device down. It's interfering.
What I need for you people to do is to speak in Igbo because it's very risky to speak in English in Radio Biafra because many people are hearing what we speak. People like Hausa, Yoruba, they are hearing what we are speaking. Okay. If you can speak in Igbo language, we'll be very very happy.
We will, but we have other. If we are speaking in Igbo language, the people that gave us what Lord Lugard wrote, original copies, would they have given it to us? Do you now see why we speak English? I'm telling the world today that we have copies of the original transcript of Lugard's message to London. The amalgamation should have ended in 1919. They didn't. It didn't end then. We have the documentation that brings Nigeria to an end. We have it in our possession. Nobody has this. Nobody. Not even the Sultan of Sokoto. And from tomorrow we start the publication. If we were speaking Igbo for goodness sake, how would a man know where to go and find these things? Now you see why we speak English. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You can call us. And true to form, they have called us. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is me, Obinna from Denmark.
And what is your father's name?
Obinna Nwosu.
That's better. In Igbo land, when we ask you your name, you tell us who gave birth to you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Please, there was a caller that just called a few minutes ago. And he called from Nigeria, and he was asking you, them in Nigeria, what do they do? And he just cut it and he didn't answer back. You understand? You're supposed to tell him what do they do, them that are in Nasarawa state, to maybe bring a bus, send them back and to make them safe. But he asked that question and you didn't answer it. You just I don't know whether ignored or something, but
did I answer that question? What did I say? I asked him to take it. I asked him if he had money in his pocket. He said yes. I said take it and board a bus and come home.
But if they get a bus, if they come back to the Igbo land, what do they do?
What are they doing in the north? That they're killing them. Are you from the north? So how can you say that?
You're running from your father's land. You can't feed when you go back to your village.
I feel that you're supposed to tell them, okay, come back from the north.
Mm-hmm.
If you come back, at least there is something for you. We can organize something for you. And, you know, so that encourage them.
Okay, it's to encourage them. You're begging somebody. Boko Haram is coming to kill you. You want me to beg you to come back to your father's land. If I know where Boko Haram is, I'll send them to you so they will kill you in the north. Because that person was very stupid. If you've been listening to Radio Biafra, my dear brother, I made it very clear before that I spoke to Haneze. I spoke to Haneze, President General. I like him very much. He's a nice man. He said, what do we do? I said to him, call all the five governors and ask them to make land available for our people. If you're coming back from Kano, this side, those from Kwara State, this side. Yes, now. So in the future, they can mix together and say, we are Kwara Igbos or Kano Igbo people. You know, we are very funny. I told him, he said he would do it. We're still waiting. So that all these people will not have any excuse. Because these are the ones stopping us from getting Biafra. These people in the north. Anything we do, they'll go and kill them. They'll say, oh, Okumaki Belibendia, Maeji Busiani. And then they'll turn against us. But God won't allow that to happen. This is Radio Biafra. A lot of you, we are calling us. A lot of people are calling from home today. And we must take their calls. And Barrister Mambezi, you must come back to me. You must come back to me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Nande. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. It's a woman I'm going to call. I called before, about 30 minutes ago.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, what I was trying to say is that I stay in the zoo, so I came down to Biafra land, and I've been trying to educate our people concerning Radio Biafra. And each time I listen to Radio Biafra, I download the daily broadcast. So, but what I observed, when I came down to Biafra land, many of our people do not know about this, and I try as much as I could to educate them. In fact, I've called for those who have laptops to come, so I can copy the ones I downloaded into their laptop for them to be listening and also to be sharing the message. So the issue is that many don't even have laptops. The ones that have, not even much, have all these sophisticated phones. So I am suggesting it would be ideal if these things could be put in plates, maybe this DVD or CD plates. You know, I know that the plates, they sell it like 100 naira per plate. Maybe they can reduce it to like 17 naira or even 15 naira possibly. With that, I believe that even virtually every family in Biafra land has a DVD player and television. They can be listening to that. It will also help to a greater extent to spread the news while waiting for the transmitter to come down to Biafra land.
Yes, we can do that. We'll look into it. We have your number and somebody's going to contact you. We even have somebody who's made some suggestion for our people who are in Holland, who are having fun in Amsterdam. Okay. They say they smoke a lot of things over there. I don't know what they smoke. They say it's free. As it is, it's on the street. Even if you breathe in the air, you become charged up because the air is saturated with goof. Now, we are going to do something over
sorry,
there.
I can't hear you clearly.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear at the moment.
I said we are going to do what you said we should do. We'll put it, I will tell Rita Anibog. Ikechukwu Enyago will instruct Rita Anibog to put our broadcast on DVDs and CDs and make it available to our people. Maybe they'll come back and ask us to buy them DVD players. But they should try and listen to them. We'll do that as soon as possible. But anyway, our transmitter is going. Did any of you here contribute to our transmitter? Fine. Did anybody in this room contribute to the transmitter we bought? We are sending home. Okay. You didn't contribute, but he did. Yeah, did. We bought a transmitter of £80,000and more, which we are sending home, so that people like our brother, without internet accessibility, because it's too expensive, can listen to us via their radio.
Okay. Okay, if the transmitter is coming down soon, that would be nice. I felt that it will have delay because it's November. I've been listening
It's going to come.
I've been hearing that the
transmitter it's come huge down. Engineering job, my dear brother, is coming. It's massive. It's not a small project. It's huge. That is our announcement to the world that we are ready to form a government. Our radio station will be potent. Trust me. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. I don't know if I'm speaking right.
We are with you. Turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, my system is low down already.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know.
But we can hear our voice there. The echo is echoing. It is echoing. It's echoing. We can hear it.
I can hear another person speaking.
Yeah, because move away from where you are.
Okay.
Move away from where you are. Go into another room and speak to us.
Okay. Is it better now?
It's better. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Director. I want to make some observations in what you earlier said.
And what is your name? And where are you?
Okay,
what is your name and where are you calling from? Can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Ikenne and I'm calling from Minchin.
From Minchin, go ahead.
Yes. It has to do with what you earlier said regarding President Jonathan, that he said that amalgamation is an act of God.
Yes.
The truth is that it was not President Jonathan that said it at the first instance. It was the presiding minister in that particular church, Pastor Bayo Adeniro. During the course of his preaching, he said that amalgamation of the north and the southern potatoes of Nigeria was an act of God. Then after the sermon, when the president was asked to make comment, he made it clear that the preaching of the pastor touched him a lot. And therefore, he borrowed the ideas of the pastor by saying, yes, it was an act of God.
He borrowed it.
In contrast to that, he made an observation. He made a kind of tried to observe some similarities between Nigerian experience and that of the Israelites. Remember, he said that the Israelites were captives in Israel for a long time. And God himself had a foreknowledge of that, which was meant to make the Israelites realize themselves and to recognize the presence of God in their lives. But however, despite the number of years they spent in Egypt, there was a time when the chosen people had to go back to the promised land. So President Jonathan was trying to say that the Biafrans have been locked up in the rickety structure called Nigeria for a long time, just like in Egypt. But now there is a time when the people of Biafra would now rise, just like the Israelites came out of Egypt and moved into the promised land. So we have to see the similarity, the inference he was trying to draw from that particular expression. So he was rather supporting Pastor Bayo Adeniro by saying that very soon Biafra shall go. Secondly,
Pastor Bayo Adeniro,
yes, he
is
was
a Yoruba man.
He made that statement in that particular church. He was a presiding officiating minister. So President Jonathan only supported him. I read all the Nigerian papers today, line by line. He was rather supporting what the man said.
Which is his That's views. Clear. If I say I support you, what does that mean in English language?
Excuse me. Remember, he said the experience, what Nigerians experience is just like what the Israelites experience. That is, right now, Nigerians were locked up together in an unholy alliance. But the time shall come when their chosen people will go back to their promised land. He was indirectly referring that now that Nigeria is, everybody's locked up in Nigeria, just like Israelites were locked up in Egypt in those days. A time shall come when the chosen people of God will move down to their promised land, referring indirectly to Biafra land.
I don't like indirect talk.
I'm coming.
That was what they gave us, indirect rule. Look at.
Excuse me, sir, Mr. Director. Secondly, when he said that God and Nigerians made him president, he was not trying to be boastful. He was indirectly, equally referring to President Obasanjo, who claimed to have been, been instrumental in making him the president. So there are ways some of these men on top make their statements. We don't have to take them just as they mentioned them. Otherwise, when we read some headlines on the pages of newspapers, we rush into conclusion. We have to read in between the lines to know.
So when do we know what they are thinking? When do we not read in between the lines? Why don't you call a spade a spade?
No,
say what you believe in.
There was somebody, he came over today, he's with it there. There was a statement he made, which I so much liked. He said, President Jonathan, being the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, being the president, he cannot just come out and say, I want Biafra to go. He has to be practical.
I think you're mixing two things here.
No.
No, you are mixing two things, and I must make it.
I'm making my own contribution, Mr. Director. You are making your own contribution.
Yes,
I'm making my own contribution.
And you
are. That's what that person said. Being the president, he can just not.
Listen very carefully.
He has to be very, very tactful.
Are you a student of modern politics? Are you a student of modern politics?
Excuse me, Mr. Director.
Are you a student of modern politics? I'll refer you to two countries and two men.
I believe in modernism.
Listen, do you know de Klerk in South Africa?
The what?
Do you know, is it FW, isn't it? That's DW and FW. Do you know FW de Klerk in South Africa?
Yes.
Do you know a man they call Gorbachev in
US, sir?
Did they speak on to? Did you find anything analyzing them? They came in to say we have this job to do, to divide and to set South Africa free, and they did. We're not saying to Jonathan, come out and say, oh, I declare for Biafra, but everything you're doing should be geared towards not giving people two impressions. On one hand, you're for Biafra; on the other hand, you're for Nigeria. No, you don't do it that way. Nothing stops you from coming out and saying God is great, and you go home. You don't have to say that God, that Nigeria amalgamation is a blessing from God. When people are dying, no electricity, no running water, nothing is working. If you import something from Germany, which most of you do, you meet Nigerian customs in the wharf. When you come outside, you meet federal customs on the road. Huh? And you say God, I can't. I'm beginning to feel sorry for God. He has suffered. He has not well all the time. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the... Yes.
Good evening, Director. This is Amaka Okoma from Norway.
From Norway, Amaka. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Turn your system down, please.
I'm calling to comment on the person that I'm moving out from the system.
Yes, move away.
I'm coming from the person that was talking about in the north.
Yes.
What they will do and where they will live when they come back. Yes, chore mau. Oh, we want to actually.
She's asking it in Igbo, so we understand very well.
Now, didn't they come out from somewhere before they traveled to the north? Then, if they have families down home in the east, why do we need to provide a place for them to live when they come back? It means they spent all their lives in the north, established themselves there, losing contact with their families in the east. Now, also a Chileno. I told you when you have to be with everybody, if you want to be connected, there is not. I live in Norway, but I am still connected with my family in Nigeria. I'm a Gamish. So those are the things that are necessary. It is not coming to say that you did not answer the boy's or the man's question. What he should do, provide them for a bus. We are with the one that provided them with the bus to travel to Nasarawa State.
Oh, God.
You know?
Is so that
people should think about that? Some of the things they say before they say it. You know? If you want to stay alive and achieve something, then you leave. By the time you get back home, you start somewhere. You know, if it means that they've lost contact with those of us at home, this is the time for them to start re-establishing their contact, looking for their lineage, so that when that's the state of their years, they might have where to go. You know, they know where you belong.
I agree with you completely. Thank you very much, my dear sister, for calling us.
That is my own contribution. It's so painful to hear that our people want to come back home, but they don't know where to go to.
Yes, I hope after listening to you, they will look for their families. We also want the ladies here to speak as well. They are very, very quiet. They must have something to say. Is that correct?
Yes, they are very vocal, because before we started, they were very vocal. So they must say something. After our dear brother, then you pass on to the lady. They must say something. The ladies must say something here. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are coming to you live and direct from Stuttgart. Am I correct in saying that we're invited here by Igbo Union? Is that correct?
Yes.
That's amazing. This is the only place it seems Igbo Union is actually working. In other places, I don't know. I can't describe it. But let's go on, please. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Once again, my name is, my real name is Chineke Mam, my gem, from Abu. I am so pleased today. So much pleased I'm seeing director in person today. And I want to remind all the listeners and people who are around here today with us that we all should start seeing Nan Kalo as actually, I told him that in person, like David of our time. Because for somebody like him to kind of cut out his life completely to serve you, not minding if he's dying today or tomorrow. And people out there, different places in the north or south pole out there in the world are waiting for him to do so. What else do you want him to do for you? He says, come, let us build our home, our land, Biafra. Everybody needs to contribute something. I was a kid when people were like, you see young men and women singing on the street in every village, Biafrans come out. A grown-up, nobody calls him. Once he hears the song, he takes a machete or a hoe and join the movement. What are we waiting for? If you cannot come here today, go and tweet every Tuesday. Be a Facebook member. We need numbers. He has told you, he brought out his life. The whole Christmas has been moving around. Can't somebody ask, do you have a wife and children? So if a man, a person can do this for you, what can you do for Biafrans? We should not start trying to analyze what President Goodluck Jonathan said. We don't need him. The truth is that we want our land. If the rest of Biafrans said they don't want it, we want our, even if it's Igbo, we want our own country. We are more than 50 million. There are countries that are under 1 million.
Luxembourg is 300,000.
Yes. I don't want to be a member of a country with 200 million where I die every day. It's better I am a million and I live my life in peace. When we get our land, if you are a counselor, we appoint you a counselor, you remove your shoes and stand and say, if I eat your money, I will die. And you will die. That is how it used to be before in Biafra land.
Of course. Correct.
So, what are we waiting for? We are not doing anything for Nnamdi Kanu. We are doing it for ourselves. Let us get together, get this movement going, and go home.
I agree. Completely and totally, I agree with you. I have nothing to add or anything to subtract. Go ahead.
A cousin was killed in Maiduguri. A close cousin of mine. Actually, he ran for his dear life to the east. He had telephone contact with friends, the northerners, and they were telling him, like, some people want to buy your house, the house he built there, come and sell it. The poor boy, his level of education wasn't that too high. Then he entered a transport and went to Maiduguri to sell his house, beautiful house. When he got to his house, his hard-earned money house, they killed him there and took the documents of the house. And this way, they killed many Igbos too. What are we waiting for? Which one Nigeria kills, deports a particular people? And you are waiting for Nnamdi Kanu to beg you. We are not begging anybody. I am ready. Two of my uncles died when I was a kid in this struggle. If I die, I don't die early. My elder sister got his child under a tree. She was running. We were all running. In fact, if I tell you my life, actually, we left when I was a kid. I should be about 5. I was still urinating on bed. So when the war got much in Enugu, we went for Abu, which is just a stone throw. By the time we are getting there, my parents have all run away. And then my in-law got home, the brothers were waiting for him, they told him, like, listen, it's good you love your in-laws, but bring his child back. By the time he came to my village, my people have gone away. Then we started the run. My sister was pregnant. Actually, that boy today is even married. Look at the miracle. His name is Oguelinam. My sister delivered that child under the tree. The women running for their life stopped and helped her to nurse and cut the cord. And that boy is living today. What are we waiting for? These people don't like you any day. It is only in Nigeria where wisdom is a disadvantage because it comes from a particular people. It is not about buying and selling. We should not see the gain of this movement right now. It will come, and when it comes, even the heaven will enjoy it. It is very unfortunate we have short time here today. Nandi, if I start talking about you, days and months and years will run. But I want to tell you one thing. Thousands of people are behind you. In one of your broadcasts, you said, actually, you're talking, you're fighting for 3 point something million who died for this cause, not actually the living. Because people suffered for this. Are we going to let it be? Didn't Germany suffer, went through processes before they got like this? Wouldn't you love it when you just have your own country where you have rights? Right to decision, right to contribute, and you will be heard. Let us move. Let us fight. Let us stop reading the meanings into a general statement. He can make as many statements as he wants. Contribute once this transmitter gets home and is mounted. If they don't go and uproot it,
they can't.
If they do, we uproot them.
Simple.
Everybody should be ready for this fight. There is no going back. You cannot fight a war for only 3 years and say, I've lost, it's okay. It's a continuous process. Even if it takes 100 years, the truth is that so many people in this world have come to be aware that we said we are back, we want to be free, and we must be free. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Very eloquently put. The ladies must speak. They must speak to us. They must say something. They must speak. They must say something, please. It's important.
I say hello to everyone once more. My name is Nkechi Schuster, and I'm from Obodovolu village in Okonano. Actually, I'm so happy to be in this group today. I got the notice so in such a short while, but I said, well, let me go and find out what it's all about. And I've heard a little bit about Biafra. But really the foundation or the basis or how everything came to be has always been like, storytelling, you know. And I think this is a cause and a reason for me to really go down and find details about Biafra. And I see for the people sitting down here and people who are calling that there is a cause, there is a reason for us to be here. I mean, they are men of calibers and elderly men that are sitting down here, maybe listening all over the world, and we know something good cannot come out of just nothing. We have to put in effort. If you have been opportune and seen a diamond, raw diamond, it's like a piece of stone. But after it is polished, then it becomes a diamond that people pay thousands and billions of money to buy. And I'm calling to all fellow ladies and men all over the world. If you live somewhere in Europe, you see how good life is here. And then you travel back home to our own country, Nigeria. Then you begin to wonder, how do people live and survive here? We should come back. We should come together and bring back what belongs to us. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You've spoken very well. I understand that the person behind you is somebody very special. She will speak in a minute, and then we'll tell the world who she is. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Antoine Wankwo from R&D Zone with Dato.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from France.
From France, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you people very much for the wonderful work you people are doing over there. And I thank our brothers in Germany that welcome you and that are hosting you. Hello?
We are listening. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Thank you very much. We are listening and so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to contribute is because I think our people have to wake up. Because if we are fighting for our freedom and our rights, and I think we have an economic power to determine the direction of the where Nigeria goes, because in Nigeria today, in anything that Nigeria is doing without their friends, I don't think it will work. And our people that are traveling to Nigeria, they have the power. I thank God today that we have an international airport in Enugu. But many of our people that are traveling to Nigeria, none of them are patronizing the international airport at Enugu. And that is not good. But if we take it under consideration and start buying the tickets to Nigeria, we are not helping Nigeria, we are not helping the Biafran people. But when we start buying our own ticket to Enugu, and many people are flying to Enugu, the Lagos state government, they will know that Biafrans have mean business. But we are still buying things to boost the economic status of Nigeria. So I think it's time for we to tell our people to start boycotting things concerning Nigeria. In any way we can, in traveling to Nigeria, and from Nigeria we reach our place Biafra, where we can travel to Enugu direct from anywhere we are in the world. I think it's time for me to let our people know, more especially those that are living in diaspora, for them to read their ticket to Biafra. Because it's a waste of time buying ticket to Lagos, and after Lagos, we buy another ticket or take another means to Eastern Nigeria. That is not helpful.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that only one airline goes to Enugu. That airline is Ethiopia Airlines. It will take you, if you're traveling from London, it will take you about 6-7 hours to get to Ethiopia, and I think about 4-5 hours to get to Enugu as well. That is not a problem. It's a risk you're willing to take. After all, I flew that same route a while ago. But the thing is that Ethiopia Airlines doesn't travel from every country, does it? Not from every airport or from every region. So it's a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult. So what we need to campaign for, ask for, is to get other airlines to start flying direct to Enugu, which the Yorubas and the Hausas don't want you to do. Because if you don't fly through Lagos, who is coming? This Christmas period over, nearly between 15 and 20 million people will go in and come out of where we come from. You know, after the wilder beast in the Serengeti, we are the largest migrating animals on earth. Igbo people. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
We are the largest migrating animal after the wilder beast. In fact, maybe we are more than them. So it could be argued that we are the largest migrating animals in the world. It's a record. So what we need to do is to try and get other airlines to fly there. But the best way to guarantee that is to get Biafra, isn't it?
Yes.
Can't get anybody to... I can swim from here. Where's Hamburg? Is it far from
Yeah.
That I swim from Hamburg back home.
I think if we make it part of our struggle, of our campaign, which I write to many airlines, when they see that we are serious, that it makes economic sense, at least, even they say, let us sacrifice maybe one airline a month to give it a try. You see, there is no harm in trying.
We will try. Thank you. Are you part of us in France? Are you part of the family in France? Are you part of the Biafran family in France? Because we are in over 64 countries and counting. Are you part of us?
No, where I'm living, there is no Biafra.
But you are a Biafran.
There is no Biafran group.
But you are a Biafran.
Yeah, I joined the party on the internet.
Then
but
you,
where I'm living.
Then you start one yourself. As somebody reminded me when we came into this church, how many people does it take to start a church? How many people? One man, the wife, and the children. If there is no children, they take the dog or the cat until other people come. So you can start it where you are.
That is a good idea.
Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Start it and you mix with other people in France and then they will tell you what to do.
Yeah, I'll try and link them up on the internet.
Please do so. They have Biafrans in France. Thank you very much. Let us try and take this call and then we go back to our dear sister. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Brandon. Good evening. This is Eric Uchechukwu, a comedian. I'm calling from Bremen.
You're calling from Bremen. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Brandon, I want to say something concerning this national confab. Yeah. I just want to ask a question. Is there no any other person that can go and represent the Air France in terms of this national confab? Not this so-called one brother of anything. Because what happened, if you take a note of what happened during the time the Ohanaeze went to visit President Goodluck Jonathan regarding the matter affecting the Southeast, which they didn't say something that is relevant concerning the matters that matters about the most important matter that concern the our people, including in the northern. So is there no any other person that can go and represent the Biafra? Someone that can talk something that we expect to hear. Somebody that can talk to say something that is valuable. That is my question. And another thing, I just want to make a comment regarding how the statement of about Goodluck, President Goodluck Jonathan, in terms of what happened. So I just want to contribute based on what this brother called on the from Munich. So it's not everything that he said that we just start judging or something. He said we should know that he's a president of Federal Republic of so-called. So at least. He cannot just come out and say, of course, I am the side of Biafra. So, of course, he got some other part of the country that which he is representing. So, but that is not even the issue. To know that, we know that whatever God said that it will be, it will be. And we believe that the will of God concerning the Biafra must surely be done. Know that we are going on our own path. God knows that, and God is on our side based on that. Whether President Goodluck Jonathan is on our side or not our side. Hence, the Lord said that from these so days, my people is going away. My people is moving on to their promised land. There is no two ways about it.
Yes.
So we don't need him to do whatever. But the only thing is that God bless him there to know the right thing to do. That is all, and that is what I want to say. Not knowing that everything that is happening in Nigeria, both the killing in the northern, is the handwork of the God, so that the people that this matter concerns, we also know that at least something that nothing good comes easily. If you watch during the time of Israelite was in the land of Egypt. God said that Pharaoh let my people there. At the same time, he had in the heart of Pharaoh so that Pharaoh would not let the people of Israelite go. So that's for this lesson for the people of Israel to know that he is God. So that is it. We the Biafrans, before we go to our promised land. It is not going to come easy. Effort is also going to come from our own side. Please, let's just, the only thing I'm appealing every Biafran that
we have seen the handwriting of the world, and everything that is there is nothing that is happening now which we can which we don't we are we don't need to be convinced that this is the handwriting or this is the handworking of God. So I'm appealing everybody that at least should be up and doing. At least let us not be observer of what the matters that concern us. Let us have unite and see that this will have in progress. Based on what you said concerning the amalgamation, the original document, it's another good evidence. So those who are slacking back, let them come up and see that we achieve our goals. That's all.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you for that. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We've heard what you've said. Nobody is asking Jonathan to come out tomorrow to say, I am a Biafran or declare for Biafra. But there are some statements you don't make. In a country where the only thing people have is God, you can't turn around and say that God put the country together. Something incomplete of what we are saying. My dear sister, you must remain. Let us hear from Barrister Mamezu. Please, Barrister Mamezu, go ahead. We are listening.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I've been busy here. I've been listening. But fortunate enough, I've been writing to President Barack Obama. I've been trying to update him about what we are facing and what is happening and why all of them remain reticent. And the people of indigenous people of Biafra are set to head home. And we don't want any obstruction, and we need the support of all the Western leaders. They should not leave it to us, because they've seen all the atrocities being committed by the Muslims, all the things they've been doing to us on a daily basis. Yes. Look at this, the story. Whilst I was listening, my brother, who is sitting down there with you, his brother was called to come and sell his house. He took all the papers. This is the first time we have already ever had things like this. And yet, some of our people over there will be asking, is this real? Is this possible? Mm-hmm. I have said this many times, let me reiterate. We have that legitimacy, we have that right. We have the mandate to go home and remain self-governed. If any of you is not sure, I know radio institution is something you see on a daily basis. As Malcolm X says, Black people need to be re-educated. They need to be told their history once again, but you need to do that gradually. You have to imbibe it, inculcate it, put it into their heads gradually, because if you say it once, millions will not hear it. Tomorrow, we are apt to repeat what we are repeating again. So, Director, it's something we have to be saying on a daily basis, just like the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram media destroyed the fabric of our people's thinking. Instead, they started thinking about Yoruba pastors and how they'll go there and plant root and plant seed and plant all the rest. That is what our people have been diverted to be doing. They don't care about themselves anymore. They only care about go to church, donate. We saw how long it took us, but Director, thank God we are able to achieve that particular magnanimous unitary magazine we bought as a transmitter. It's something that we will always celebrate. And I think we've gone past the Igbos are not united, the Africans are not united. We've gone past that because we have reversed the mind, the opinion, the institution of our people, because for a period of 43, 45 years, it's been dominated by Yoruba, Hausa, Boko Haram media, telling our people how life should be run. Our people believe in every crap, in every rubbish they were told. But it's our duty to reverse all those idiotic messages sent to our people, which they bought it and sing with it. Because when you see a lie and repeat it over and often, that particular lie becomes a reality.
That's
it becomes
correct.
A statute. It becomes a statute. And then people buy it and wear it as a cloth. These are what we are trying to uncover. Remove it. Put it in the bin and tell our people you are upright. Our people are the most proudest people on earth. Circumstances have made us to look stupid, to look foolish. We no longer realize who we are because we have scattered. And of course, our people usually say, when a dog hasn't got the background, that dog cannot bark. When a dog is not in his territory, he cannot make noise. You go home and realize your quality and who you are. And this is what we are trying to do. And God knows, he is our witness. Nobody will stop it. For those who join, we celebrate with you. Those who are not candid and not even convinced enough that their freedom is their freedom, stay back. You will not stop us. In fact, instead of you to come and become a saboteur, it's better you stay back, not even come at all. Because this time, we have passed the age of, I wouldn't kill. God said, don't kill. People are killing us on a daily basis, and we've been stupid and complacency on it. Because we are a Christian nation, we don't want to kill, we don't want to destroy. Somebody else is destroying you. Even the Bible says, do to them as you may have them do unto you. So if you take revenge, it's called self-defense. It is recognized in law. As time goes by, every day our people kill. I could not stop shedding tears when I was watching this woman crying this afternoon in the interview. She was interviewed by an American. They see how we are slaughtered. Well, they can't do anything. They have the right to do anything. They can't do anything. Why? Because the oil is coming. Who owns this oil? Biafra land. Why should we suffer on top of what we have? We are impoverished, killed, beheaded, raped, marginalized, scattered all over the world. Now, anybody who hasn't got the brain to realize that you are facing injustice in the country where you're supposed to be a big man, just to put it in that way, then the brain needs examination. Because we've suffered over and above what any human being is supposed to take. I'm still suffering. Yet when we tell our people, confront this devil, they're afraid. And then in the terms of afraid and running away, they die. Why are you dying for nothing? Confront that evil. Either the evil kill you or you kill the evil. The chances are that you kill the evil because what belongs to you is yours. Because it's like a man going to another man's house to look for the wife. You become impotent when the man catches you because you have no power. You cannot act in another man's land. The owner will be brave enough to take what belongs to them. My people, if we don't know, that's what we're doing here in this Biafra. We have to re-educate you upon your rights, the authority you have, the indigenousness inside you, for you to pursue what belongs to you without looking back anymore. Thank God for Director Nandikan, Uchem, for Rita Nuboko, Ike Chukwu Enyagu, and all the host of owners, Thomas Onyema, Charles Trust, all of them. We are all united to make sure that all of us will need to go back home. There is no need being scattered and every time we are talking the same thing over and over again. Whether good luck supports Biafra or doesn't, he as a single individual will not stop our movement. He will not stop us kicking Biafra. But if good luck was a Hausa man, he would have said, this is what he wants to say. They are fearless in whatever they want to say. Why should they be afraid? Look at Pabio. He says integration. He's not playing politics. Even a dummy will understand that man. His statement is obvious. He's straightforward. He wants the integration of South and Southeast as they have created it. Instead of him to say he wants the integration of Biafra, well, he has put it. Any fool would understand what Pabio meant. He has already declared the Biafra because he knows that it is ending. These are the kind of people we have. My mom said to me, instead of my mom to have a coward, let him have a hero. Let him die so that we know you die a hero than to live a coward. Good luck to say on whose side is he leaning on. Don't play between politics or standing between the lines. So we say it as it is. Buhari has said it, if good luck is ruling, he will make it ungovernable. Babangida has said it, if he doesn't rule 2015, Nigeria will die. Why can't good luck make a statement that everybody will listen to? Why is he afraid? What is he afraid of? And the people he's afraid of, the more you show, I remember when in the book of Jeremiah, God called Jeremiah that he's going to send him to the village to go and preach. Jeremiah said that God sent it to him if he's afraid of. Of God's people. I will make them afraid of you, so you have to go. Good luck, you should not participate, you should not be afraid. They will kill you because they're not gonna, they do not like anything Biafra. full stop. And how foolish they are in their own thinking. You want to Islamize somebody, the person will be Allah, isn't it? So why killing them? When you kill them, would that become Muslim? It doesn't make any meaning. You want to Islamize me, make me a Muslim, isn't it? So killing me, does it make me a Muslim? It doesn't make any sense. Director, let me stop here. Thank you.
You've done well. Thank you very much. We're about to bring our program to close, but our sister must speak. We must acknowledge her presence here. Please go ahead.
Maria Kaine, good evening. I'm very sentimental about Biafra, not just because my father fought in the war, but also the mere fact that at a time after independence, where there was enough for everyone, such ethnic cleansing could have gone on. And what really surprises me is that what we have in Nigeria today is actually an ethnic cleansing, and nobody seems to be reacting. The whole world is keeping quiet. I do not understand how Nigeria can send soldiers to ECOMOG and UN, yet in Nigeria there is no state of emergency. And I think basically what happened after the war, like my father did fight in the war and so, and when I asked him, I think after the war and the defeat, people had to surrender, but they had to also subdue Biafra in their hearts. But what happened is that many Igbos, they did not forgive, but they forgot, because we did not act like an oppressed people. We did not raise, I think that our parents failed us, because they did not raise us. Even if we didn't have a Biafran government, they could have raised their children to know that they were being oppressed and trained them to be able to take over this cause. But if you look today, do you know of any foundation being sponsored by Igbos to train Igbos or really raise them in the light of this cause? And now we have this situation in Nigeria that everywhere there is so much hatred that probably the only solution might be to separate and have our own state. But at the same time, I would still like to appeal to Biafrans. If we do have our own state and we are successful, we would still have these people as our neighbors. So even in the midst of all evil they are doing, we should still not lose sight of the fundamental human rights. Every human being is equal. It's difficult to say this about an enemy, but other countries have been able to achieve it. And if one day there is a Biafra state and we have to succeed, we also have to get along with the whole world and with our neighbors.
Yes. Thank you very much. But you didn't give us your name.
Maria Kaine.
And where are you from?
Ogbaru in Anambra State.
And your father built Ogbunigwe. Is that correct?
He did his own humble contribution like every other Biafran.
So it's an honor. We must clap for her for being with us today. We have the daughter of a man that built Ogbunigwe with us here in Stuttgart, to remind them that we are born engineers and scientists. The reason why we lost the war, part of it was that we could not deliver her father's invention. We didn't have any missile to carry it. But this time around, we have missiles to carry it over 1,000 kilometers. When we say that Nigeria will burn, we mean it. And it's going to happen. We will burn it down. So that in their next life, when you hear N, in fact you heard the alphabet N, because you think the person wants to pronounce Nigeria. That's how much we hate the place. I despise Nigeria. Everything Nigeria, I hate with a passion. That is why the name will not exist. Because if we get our Biafra like Yugoslavia, like USSR, the cowards will go. And the cattle rearers in the north will go. Who will want to be associated with that fictitious, useless name called Nigeria? Who, in their right mind? Only a fool. That is why I say sometimes that black people, they live up to what they say they are in the Western world, that they are monkeys. Only a monkey will you give a name, and that monkey will answer it without question. We are in Stuttgart, is that correct? This country killed a lot of people. They were conquered. They were defeated 2 times. Comprehensive defeat. Did anybody ask them to change their name from Germany to something else? Our parents failed us. Do you know why they failed us? Because those of them that advised Tojuku asked Tojuku to come back and join MPN. That was what happened. By joining MPN, every anger we had in us overnight disappeared. That's what happened. Because those we call our arch enemies, now they are no longer taboo. The taboo was lifted. Because our leader said, no, there is no problem. Till today. Do you see why I like to be very straight? I don't bend. When somebody starts to sell in freedom for the please start running. Because you cannot bend the truth. It's direct. If you bend it, it becomes deception. You start deceiving people. Those that advised Tojuku should be brought out and hanged. Those that told Tojuku to go and join MPN should be killed. That single stroke decimated us as a people. I don't know if you've noticed, for every major country to survive, you need an enemy. Do you know that? Even when none exists, you manufacture one. Do you know Unumanka? Yeah. You need an enemy to sustain your national cohesion. Because as a child, I used to wait for Juku to come back. Do you know that? We are told about that man that is a man. Any day he comes back here, Hausa will see. If Hausa threatens you, you say, okay, Juku is coming back. When he comes back, you will see. They went and brought him back and asked him to join MPN. They forced him to join MPN. My dear sister, that was why. Because there is something called moral imperative in English language. The right to be upset must be founded on something. When that thing is removed, they now see you as a mad person. You lose the moral imperative. By saying to us, let us be one, by them pushing Ojuku into MPN, what they said to you was, what are you complaining about? Are we not all in one Nigeria together, very happy? That's what happened. But we have a generation now which Sanusi recognized. This generation will not forgive. They will not forget, because my obligation to the dead outweighs that which I owe to the living. So even if I come to Stuttgart and nobody turns up, Biafra will continue. We're not doing it for those who are alive, for those who are dead. So we can never stop. Do you see the difference? If you do it for the living, they disappoint you. You will be na. But those who are in their graves, they are dead. Nothing is going to change. So our anger will continue until we avenge them. Our anger will continue until we destroy Nigeria. I am not here to fight for Biafra alone. I'm here to make sure that the damn Nigeria doesn't exist. Nigeria won't exist. Then I'm paying power if you like. That country must be destroyed. They turned us into charlatans. They turned us into savages. A 13-year-old is selling her child for 175,000 naira. When our brother here, the sister had a child underneath a tree at the height of the war. And what is the boy's name?
Oguelinam
Ahamefile Genekanwa. Do you know that name? Do you know we name people Genekanwa? I can buy you one for 175,000, and these are the children of God. And you tell me I should be happy. I should go to Abuja to look for contract. Chineke bonyo wako, must be mad, and he's saying, this is Radio Biafra. That is why we proclaim that Biafra is our religion. This radio station is where we worship. Every day without fail. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, I tell you, this God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much.
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Okay. No. We are restarting the program. We've been told that we cannot close. The people here in Stuttgart are wonderful. Didn't I tell you that when I came? That Stuttgart is fabulous. They said that Radio Biafra cannot close. We must reopen. We must restart. And because it is the radio station, we do as we are told. And we have reopened. And the world is continuing to listen once again. If you're joining us, this is, remains the live broadcast of Radio Biafra on the 30th of December in the year of our Lord 2013. And I remember Namde Kano, the host and director of Radio Biafra, before me are the masked ranks of our people. They are here. They said we have another half an hour to go and that I must exhaust it, that I must preach Biafra from Stuttgart, and our people are here, and the whole world must continue to listen. We ask you once again, please, if you're listening, Iketukwe, Nyago, Karomonde, our people, tell them that we've not closed. Tell them to go back to www.radiobiafra.co. They must go to peopleofbiafra.org. They must go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. They must go back to their radio, Biafra, because we are going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Please, you may proceed. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. Please, who wants to speak?
Thank you, Director Kano. And good evening, fellow listeners. My name is Lawrence Ejikodo from Ikem, Enugu State. As an Igbo man, whenever the name Biafra is mentioned, of course, it arouses in me a lot of emotion, and I can understand that. As you, Director Kano, rightly said, we're not just talking about Biafra for the living, we talk about the dead. And the dead, the number is actually really much. However, handling this microphone, I wonder if you, Director Kano, if you allow opposing views in your program.
Do of
you?
Course I do. I welcome debates. I love it.
Okay. The much I've been able to understand since I've been here now, say for the last 30, 45 minutes, we are agitating for the state of Biafra.
Yes.
My question is, do you intend to do it peacefully or through militancy?
I want it to be done through both.
Tribute.
Yes, if they fail to give it to us peacefully, we'll fight them for it. We'll go by peace. What are we doing? We've brought out the amalgamation document. Nigeria has ended. I don't know if most of you are aware that agitating for Biafra is your right. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you people know? Yes. This dude got hammer. Go out and preach it. Yes. Tell them to go to Google. Type in Charter for the Rights of the Indigenous People, or just Indigenous People only. Indigenous People's Rights on Google, you will see it. Do you want me to get it and read for you? I'll read it. But it's the members who read it yesterday for us. If you want, we can read it for you, so you know. Do you know the creation of Nigeria is illegal? My brother, I'm coming. I'll come back to you. Let's take this call. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm Obi.
Yes.
This is Obi Moore. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Obi from Los Angeles. Please go ahead.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make a contribution. We're meeting here in Los Angeles. We just had our meeting last Saturday. I did for yesterday.
Yes.
And it was a very good one. Our people are gathering in Los Angeles. They're coming out gradually. And we are very happy for our brothers and sisters in Stuttgart and all over Germany to communicate our greetings to them. And our brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever they are, I know they are gathering gradually. We encourage everybody to continue to spread the good message, the message of our liberation, the message of our liberty, with comment from our God Himself, Ukwadiyama. I know I was very, very happy about the lady who's the daughter of Kaine. I read something about him, who was a contributor to the Indonesia. She said something that was very important. Her parents did not very much teach us what we need to know regarding our enemies. And I'm using this opportunity to tell our people, wherever they are around the world, stop working for your enemies to love you. They will never love you. Stop thinking that embracing our enemies will give us any peace in this life. This will never. What we do is fight our enemies. Those people who do not want you to live, you rise up and fight them. It is your right. Your God given right. I'm calling on every Biafran to have that in mind. What I believe is the reason why we have been persecuted is because we have been trying to make our enemies to love us. But it has been impossible. All the good that people have done in that contraction called Nigeria, all they have gotten is prepared. Prostitution, exploitation, death. It will never work. So we should remove our minds from it. I also think that our people suffered from the Afro-Nigeria war traumatic stress disorder, a kind of mental health problem that made them not understand the circumstances in which we lost that war and lost so many people. and like I always do with faith. One of the cardinal reasons why we lost that war was because our people were not paying attention. The signs of what was to come was there, far way up before 1966. But they never knew. They never paid attention. They never accepted. They were in denial because they saw the signs. Right now we are seeing signs. It's very before everybody speaks. Please, all our people who are telling me, spread this message to our people. Go use flyers. Go to where our people are having meetings. Touch it. And spend time to convince them. Spend time to tell them to listen to Mr. Media. They need to listen. It is very, very important. We will get our freedom because we have no other option. Somebody was talking about how do we intend to get it? How do those who are president, how do they intend to continue to oppress us? Is it not by violence? Is it not by oppressing, killing us? We will defend ourselves because self-defense is our God-given right. And if it shouldn't be taken away from anybody on this earth, I don't know why part of the Biafran should be a different case. So I'm encouraging us to please continue. It shall be well, and victory shall be ours, because we are after doing the right thing, and we haven't done anything wrong to anybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I said it before, we get Germany, we get United States of America, and we are home and dry. These two countries, these two giants, we get them and Biafra is assured. And with what I have seen in Germany so far, with what I'm seeing here in Stuttgart, I never believed in my life that Igbo Association, Igbo Union, can do what has happened this evening in Stuttgart. So there is life left in us after all. There are those who hold on tenaciously to their virtues and their values as people who are descended from the Most High himself. We said this before, we shall say it again. I don't know if you heard. Do you know how Nigeria, how much they hated us? Do you know how much they hated us? They changed our name. When Hausas wanted to deal with us, they wiped away our name from history. I have in front of me here another document, which I alluded to a while ago. The Bite of Bunny Act. Have you seen it? Have you seen the Bite of Bunny Act? I'll read it for you. Official Nigerian document. This is the Bite of Bunny Act. Arrangement of sections. Section 1. New name for Bite of Biafra. This is a name that has been in existence for over 5,000 years that they are changing. Short title, Bite of Bunny Act, an act to provide a new name for the Bite of Biafra. 1975, number 4, 17th of January 1975, commencement. New name for Bite of Biafra. The Bite on the southeast coast of Nigeria, hitherto, which is before now, known as the Bite of Biafra, shall from henceforth and for all purposes be known as the Bite of Bunny, and all references to the Bite of Biafra in any law, however made, having effect in Nigeria, or in any instrument, unangante, map or document whatsoever, shall be construed as references to the Bite of Bunny. Your name wiped out on the 17th of January 1975. They took away the last thing you had, which is your identity, cleansed it. No wonder all these riffraffs born these days. If you tell them about Biafra, they say, who told you? They went to geography. That's a place where they do cartography in Shoreditch, where they draw world map. They bribed them in England to remove Biafra from world map. This is the level of conspiracy. So nobody can find you when they are killing you and Islamizing you, nobody can find you. And people are asking me to be peaceful when my enemies are violent. You see, it's not possible. We fight fire with fire. And a time ago, when this very Germany was bombed, Dresden for that matter, Dresden was leveled. Do you know that during the war? Flattened by a man called bomber Arthur Harris. The then, I think he was the field marshal of the British Royal Air Force. They asked him, why do you keep sending bombers to bomb Germany? He said, they sowed the wind. Now they will reap the whirlwind. We have not killed any Hausa person. We've not done anything wrong to these people. They killed us. They said, oh, come back to the north. Our leader came back and they convinced him he joined the MP. And they said, oh, don't worry, we are all one. But they're still killing us. And we are still peaceful. And they're still killing us. And we are peaceful. And they keep killing. It is inconceivable for any sane human being to think of peace at this point in time. If you won't go to war, stay in Germany, stay in Stuttgart, but give us financial support. We need to buy weapons. We will fight them. And then we'll ask God, if you're God, you make it Jeburuchi. I say, is that not what we say? Then God will then reveal to you that indeed He is the Supreme Being. And why will He do that? Because I've done nothing wrong. I've killed no one. All I want is for my people to be free. That's all. I want Akpabio to be the president of Biafra if Jonathan is not up to the task. So I'm not looking to rule anybody. I don't need money for anything in life. What I want is Biafra. That is the message we have brought to Stuttgart today. That you may go from here and tell them that this new Biafra is not like anything they have seen in the past. And believe you me, you will not see our type again till the day you die. We love our country. But we don't like what the houses are doing to us. That's why we're upset. Can't you see? We are peace-loving people. Are you telling me that we should lead this type of life forever? That in the next 40 years your names will be wiped out because your children would have married Europeans and your name will be gone forever? Do you know how many of us are living abroad with children abroad? And in the next 80 years we won't exist anymore. The houses can quietly walk in and do to us whatever they like. Then your grandchildren and great-granddaughters will be married off to Hausa Fulani men at the age of 6, 7, 8. When they get to 18 years, they've been diseased enough and they'll be discarded. They order your kids to order. If I have a child in Katsina, a small baby with lung infection or liver problem or heart problem, I go to Iboland and buy a baby and take the heart and the lungs and put in my own now. Don't you know that? That's what they do. You don't know that? People don't know what is going on. If your little child is sick anywhere in the world, you come to Igbo land, they order a child for you, you get it, you cut the child open, take every spare part you need. You don't know that is what's happening? I cannot worship God in truth and honesty under such circumstances. Impossible. God will be upset with me. That's why we do what we do. Do you now see where we want Biafra? Is it clear now? As to why we want Biafra? Let them ask it. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you once more, Director Kano. We've been talking about Biafra of the past and Biafra of the present. And when we are talking about agitation of our own state, I guess we are talking much of the present, not the past. So we are talking about the things that bother us, be it government edicts, government gazettes,
or just the actions of the northerners, like you said about the Boko Haram. But when I wonder about that, I ask myself a simple question. How does the condition of a typical Igbo man in Nigeria differ from that of a normal Hausa man or Yoruba man, apart from the political elites?
How does it differ?
Yeah.
It differs markedly because we are the only ones that live in their places. We build in their place. We are voluntary slaves in Katsina, in Maiduguri, in Sokoto.
Thank you.
So that is how it differs. I'm coming. It differs in so great way that only Ethiopia Airlines come to my land. The license was granted how many days ago was it given to us? In my own land where I come from, for your information, there is a roadblock every 5 meters along the road. That is the difference. Where I come from, there are no industries, not just industries, and no infrastructural development of any sort whatsoever. There is no so-called federal presence where I come from. You ask me again and I will tell you, what is the difference between them and us? The difference between them and us, as I said yesterday, have you ever heard that the Sultan of Sokoto came to Igbo land? Has the Oni of Ife come to Igbo land? These are the men that will appoint those that will go to Abuja for confab. But your own person, what base is in Lagos? In Lagos. What base been in Lagos? From Lagos, he will take a flight to go to Abuja. After confab, he will fly back to Lagos. The Sultan of Sokoto, the leader of Islam, will be in his palace in Sokoto metropolis and send his boys to go to the confab and tell you to convert or he will kill you. The difference again, my dear brother, is that they kill us and we don't kill back. The difference is that they deport us, we cannot deport them. Am I wrong or am I right? The difference is that they take oil from our one mama, from Ohaji, from Aguleri. They take oil from Okwa. That is the difference, my dear brother. And they pollute the land in Bayelsa. They pollute the land in rivers. They pollute the land in Akwa Ibom, in Cross River. Nothing is happening. That, my dear brother, is the difference. You may.
The difference that you just mentioned, most of them lie in our own hands. It is our own choosing to go to the north and build, for whatever reason. They didn't force us to come in there. In the same sequence, nothing says that we can come back if we decide to. So they are all personal decision.
If I'm a pilot, if I am a pilot and I train as a pilot to fly international jetliner, and there is none come flying to Biafra land, where do you think I will live? I will live outside. You see, there is something called social engineering. The fact that we are all here is not a coincidence. They leave, you know, they start a fire in the house and they leave a tiny hole for all of you to crawl through. That tiny hole is abroad. Get out if you don't like it. Because they cannot give you electricity. Lack of electricity, my dear brother, is one of the major problems in the zoo and is a deliberate national policy. Is that correct?
Right.
When you import your generator, where do you go to? You go to Lagos, yes? You pay duty at Lagos. Is that correct? Do we have a seaport in Port Harcourt?
Yes.
Do we have a seaport in Calabar?
Yes.
Barata Kano.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry, fellow listeners. I might be saying what you don't expect to hear. But I am an Igbo man, and we say we are disappointed with the Project Nigeria. And I must say that as an Igbo man, some of the things that we suffer, the other part of Nigeria suffer equally.
Like?
like lack of light, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of light is not only a problem for the Igbos.
Yes.
I live in Lagos just like I live in the East.
Mm-hmm.
So I suffer power failures there in Lagos. Even in the East where I live in my own village,
yes.
I enjoy a lot more light than I do in Lagos.
That's correct.
Okay, then coming to the issue of Boko Haram. Mm-hmm. The Boko Haram killed the Igbos. They killed the Yorubas. They killed even fellow Hausas. So it's not something that is only peculiar to the Igbos.
How many Yorubas have they killed?
Because Yorubas are not living many in the north.
No, I asked you, how many have they killed?
No, the answer is, they kill people that they see. They can't kill ghosts.
So if they kill people that they see, doesn't that defeat the argument which you're trying to make as to the validity of Nigeria? If you and I live in the same country, in the same house, and I get up and I kill you, what are you telling me? Or what am I telling you?
Okay, okay. What then do you say to the cattle rearers from the houses that come into your own towns in Igbo and kill and maim your fellow Igbos?
It's because of it's because if we go by the argument and the logic you're presenting, that everything is fine, that the project Nigeria is salvageable or can be salvaged. You see, in life, power must reside somewhere. You must have those that wield the power and those that are submissive.
Exactly.
That is the question. It's like positive and negative. You must have the question, man and woman. There has to be something. What I'm trying to put across to you, my dear brother, is this. Every tangible analysis have been made about the zoo they call Nigeria from time immemorial. Do you know there is a place called United Kingdom, Great Britain? You know there's a country called Great Britain where we broadcast from? Do you know there is a tiny country called Scotland attached to them? Do you know that Scotland wants to leave Great Britain?
It's not yet a country. Because Scotland is not yet a country. They want to vote to be a country. Oh, sorry.
Scotland is a country. It does not have sovereignty. It's a nation, I must say. It's a nation. Not a country on its own. It's a nation. Is looking for a country status from Britain, where our creator, Lugard, came from. You see, the reason why I go back to this, I say it all the time, and most people get upset. I don't blame white people when they call us monkeys. Do you know why I don't blame them? Because they are right. You must be shocked, but they are correct. If you stay in your house and a man travels from Scotland and says, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. Can you go to Scotland and do something? I now want to tell you about the principle behind equality. Equality is anything you can do, I can do it. If there is something you can do, I can't do, we are not equal. Do you know that? How can I go to Scotland and say from today your name is Nodonia, do you speak Igbo language, if you like it or not? That is the problem we have. The ability of a black person to discern, to think very deeply and reflect. If you I asked somebody before, I said, tell me the national dish of Nigeria. At least in Germany, they say sausage. I don't know. They have a national dish. If an Englishman dresses up and you say this is English, or this person is from Arab, is an Arab man,
yes.
Name the national dish of Nigeria. One dish. You will name ewedu. You will name okra soup. You will name tuwo shinkafi or whatever it's called. Not one. If I tell you to show me the national dress of Nigeria, you tell me it's agbada. Others will say it's ishiago. The other one says it's babariga.
Yes.
Nobody knows. And that is the reason why Africa is poor. Because there is something called value system, which we taught them in Nigeria. Now everybody's talking about value system, which they never knew. We taught them in 2009. What makes you a nation and then a country is shared value system. That is why Turkey is not a member of the EU.
Yes.
It's an Islamic country.
Yes.
Their value system is different from the Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system, which the EU was built upon. If you build the fundamentals of any state, modern state, without these things present, it will collapse. Ask Soviet Union, they will tell you. Ask any other place. This is the depth of intellect and understanding a white man doesn't want you to know. That value system is what you coalesce around. Hausa people believe in feudalism. I'm now addressing our brother's question. They believe in feudalism in the north. We are Republicans. The Yorubas have a monarchical system. Nowhere on this earth can the traditional societies that have all these characteristics come together as one. England was a monarchy. Scotland was a monarchy. Wales was a principality. Even the Irish islands were monarchies before they threw them out in the south. That is why you can become one. The EU was made possible the way they are, not just economic and political integration, because they share the same value system. They are Christians. They believe in fair trade. They believe in freedom of movement. They believe in capitalism. I'm an educated man. I asked Nigeria to challenge me to a debate. The whole Hausa people and Yoruba come to a debate. They will live with shame. I have studied Biafra for 17 years. From wherever they come, we'll tackle them. God determined that we should come. And we have come. And Biafra is coming with us. Please.
Conclude.
Please, you go ahead.
Okay. Please. My conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, is I always believe that our problem lies in our own hands. I believe that we are the architect of our problem. Now, we've been having the Igbos governing Igbo states, at least from the Second Republic. Until now, none of us can stand up and say, okay, this governor was the best. He did so and so. They all had their faults, till present. So when we talk about Biafra, of course, myself as an Igbo man, I like Biafra very much. Why not? A lot of my forefathers died in Biafra, in the war that even brought that name Biafra to the rest of the world. But I continue to believe that our problem, our destiny, lie in our own hands. If our governors, say from 1982 till now, they've been able to govern us well, it will have given us a lot more hope to believe that when Biafra comes to be, that we will succeed. But all our old political elites, till now, they've been disappointing us. So, when we today talk about Biafra as a state, are we going to import angels that will then come to rule us? Or how do we do it? From the much we've seen so far, we can see that that word harmony is very strange to our life.
I will answer your question because we're about to close, if I understand that very well. Do you know that there is a man called Michael Opara? Do you know him? Do you know there was a man called Sam Mbakwe? Do you know what they did, those two men? They ran the fastest growing economy in Africa. When you had Dr. Emma Yopwara, we were growing at the rate of 40% every year. We were growing. They built industries that these modern charlatans decided to set asunder. And in answer to my dear brother's question, the reason why Ali Igbo is the way it is today is because the Hausas grew, their sense developed. After Mbakwe, they said it won't happen again. Because when Mbakwe was there, by building industries in the east, you are saying that they shouldn't migrate to the north. And if you don't migrate to the north, Nigeria will break earlier. Can you see the trick? So the trick to sustaining one Nigeria is to ensure that once you finish class 5, you leave your land and go somewhere else. That is the only way to succeed. We had good men. We still have good men. But the Hausas decided to now give us who is going to rule us. You know, they tried it before with Okpa Abiasiga, who was a saboteur. After Okpa Abiasiga, they didn't know that somebody like Mbakwe would have come up. But after Mbakwe, they said, no, we don't want another Emi Okpara here. They decided to themselves decide who your governors are. In Igbo land, in case some of you don't know Igbo culture, in Igbo land, in those days, somebody like Kojos or Kalo cannot come out in the public to speak. Because before you speak, you will say your name. When you say your name, if you can't produce your father, what happens to you? And go and speak in your father's compound. But because we don't have respect for our ways of life, because we no longer recognize that certain values must be upheld, you gave us our Jesus Carlo. And what was the result of it? The balkanization of where we come from. He never built one industry. Our brother is saying if somebody else comes. But why would they come? When they sold textile mill in Aba to Lebanese people so they can shut it down and import cheap textile, do you know that? Glass factory closed, ceramic somewhere here closed, Golden Guinea closed, and Kalago cement factory closed. Umfosi palm processing mill closed. The people that came to us to learn how to plant Unkwo palm, Malaysia, they are refining it to, they turned palm oil to crude oil. They refine it to get, I think, about 8-9 other chemicals from it, including one with which you can use to generate electricity. In Southampton, in the Solent area, there is a machine you can buy that runs on palm oil that can give you light and hot water for the whole of Abia State if you want. They won't let you have it. I fought to reopen Ezinachi clay factory for 5 years. I went with investors. I said to the then Imo State governor, the reason why Ezinachi is key was because Mbakwe built it. With ordinary clay, we can cut down the cost of building materials by 90%. We can build houses and make it look better than England. They threw the file in the bin. Because somebody is collecting money from somewhere to ensure that the people graduating will not have jobs. Because Hausa people determined that those people should rule over your lives. That is why I am not prepared to go through life and be controlled by cattle rearers. God himself will not be happy with me. So he needs to understand that. Until we rise up as a people and take what rightfully belongs to us. And that thing is called Biafra. Do we close or do we continue? I thank everybody once again from Stuttgart, all of you that contributed, including our dear brothers here. We welcome every view and every opinion. Because from the questions they are asking, it makes us more knowledgeable. That is why it's important. Every question is welcome. Because we want, when we go into the new Biafra, you look at the Prime Minister, you say, come and tell me what you're doing. Why didn't you do it this way? Because they are, the police will not carry guns, so you cannot send policemen to go and kill somebody for asking you a question. You know that? There'll be no guns, no? Do you know before the white man came, we didn't used to carry guns all over the street? Do you know that? And there was no crime. Nobody was stealing. They gave you armed police. Nigeria Police Force. And I asked the British, what do you call your police? It's the British Police Service. I asked the British people, why is it that you colonized us, your police don't carry guns on the street? Yeah? Very simple questions. Very, very simple. in your own land, where you call parish, is not an offshoot of Anglican Church. A parish is an entire district. A Roman Catholic person cannot become the King or Queen of England. Only about a few years ago, they changed the law. But you allowed Anglican, Catholic, Evangelist, Faith Church, Faith, all these people. But where you come from is only Anglican Cathedral after Anglican Cathedral. Nothing else came in. If you go to Rome, the same thing is only Catholic Church, even here in Germany, Catholic. The same tolerance you don't allow where you come from. You say to me, oh, accommodate everybody. So we'll be quarreling and discussing God and how Jesus came when you're taking our oil away. And on akwiri. Deception. Trickery. Now I know why I said to my dad, I was at Onsoga and I left. I said I want to go to England to go and read. Come on, go to here and there, how they came about it. Until I saw. And as our brother said, maybe sometimes our stupidity is down to our own making because we're not resolute or tough enough to go through something and emerge on the other side successful. I will always steal your money and you want to be in the same country with them. Kill your children, starve them to death openly. Say that we'll use starvation to subdue them. They killed you, took your money. The only governor in prison, the only politician jailed outside Nigeria for corruption is a Biafran. Is that correct? Are you telling me that British police have not seen Babangida before? Haven't they seen Umaru Diko? Have they not seen Bola Tinubu? Did you not tell about his account with NatWest Bank? We called his account number, the daughter's account number. How can you say come to one Nigeria? We love Nigeria, but you don't love Nigeria well enough to keep all your money in Nigeria. I hate hypocrisy. It's called hypocritical nationalism, which has all killed Africa. And we can't have it in the new Biafra, because God is with us. Thank you very much for coming, and God bless you, all of you. Thank you. Deacon. Off air, you can continue. Off air, yeah, continue.
Off air, yeah. Yes.